You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Friday, the 26th day of April, 2013, and this is episode number 15 of the Coach's Corner with trading coach, Ms. Robin Dane. Robin, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a wonderful sunny day here in Las Vegas, and it's great to be here on the 25th.
It's a beautiful day here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Fabulous. Well. It's a great day all over.
Now, today's topic, I know that you're short on time today. Today's topic is marriage belongs in the home, not in your trading.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to get to this because I realized that at times traders really do have a tendency to get married to a position and not let it go. And so I want to review what that sequence of events are, what a trader goes through, and what they should be aware of in those moments.
Obviously, what you're talking about is you're talking about that we, as individuals, will mentally get married to a position, an idea, a concept, a trade, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And there are very specific reasons that that happens. And there are logical reasons. And we just need to be aware of them so that if it does come up and we do need to change course in the middle of the trade, that we know what to do. So I want to really get a little bit deeper into this and, you know, make it a little bit fun with not being married to the trade. So... okay, so let me begin on what happens here, you know, or how a trader, you know, gets married to a trade, because that's really the crux of the whole thing, or what generates, you know, I call it the snowball rolling down the hill. This is what starts it. When a trader has a setup, which is what they're supposed to do, they have their setup for whatever their strategy is, or whatever they're looking at in their technicals, and they have a series of things that they need to have in place before they enter the trade. They have studied that, and they've worked it, and they've fine-tuned it, and they're maybe still fine-tuning it, and they've got it set. And so they go through and wait for the market to give them those criteria. And within the CFRN trading room, too, there Michael has a series of setups and a series of ways that tell you when it's time to enter the trade. So we have a very solid, specific list, and that's very good because what that does is that creates certainty in our minds. It creates confidence. It makes us feel like we've, you know, we've got the right thing, especially when it works. It really reinforces that this is our right direction. Now, we know that it doesn't work all the time, and this is where we have to get a little bit more aware of what's happening in the moment. So in that moment, a trader will look at the setup, wait for it to occur, they place their order, and the order goes in, and now they're in what I call, and that's that whole area there I call phase one. Because really a trade has three components. It's got the entry of the trade, the management of the trade, and then the exit of the trade. So I look at those as three different phases. And within those areas, three different things happen mentally as you trade. You know, the first one, you are looking for your setup and creating your confidence. And now you're in the trade. You physically place the trade based on your criteria, told you to get in. So now we're in a good place and the trade is going in your favor. And really three things can happen when you're in phase two. The first thing that can happen is the trade actually goes in your favor. And that's great. And you know, a good setup is going to work 80 to 90, 85% of the time. And when that happens, you feel good. You exit and take your profit. And that's all well and good. Then the second, in phase two, the second possibility that can occur in that moment is that the trade does nothing. It just kind of stays there. It gets stuck, and the market doesn't move, and you don't have any momentum, and there's nothing really pushing it. And that can happen in a couple scenarios with low volume. It can happen in a particular time of day when, again, the volume drops. Volume equals momentum equals movement. And so, you know, you have to be careful and watch the kind of stocks or equities you're trading and the futures market, what time of day things slow up and if the momentum is there, because that will make a difference. And so you can just be stagnant and just, you know, go, oh, geez, what am I going to do here? Because really nothing's happening. And then the third possibility of that trade is it goes against you. Maybe it went in your favor a little bit and then it goes against you. And so really three things can happen in that phase two, and each one of those has a different mental aspect of how to manage that trade. So if it goes in your favor, then, of course, your goal is to lock in cash, and so you would be moving your stops up so that you can get to break even as quickly as you can, and then eventually lock in and have your profit target and close the trade. That's the most perfect. That's the greatest scenario. That's what we all work for. The second one, where you're a little bit stagnant, then you may have to make some decisions. One of the things that I have my traders do is if they have a particular strategy, and that's why I love that software that you had on
TraderView, right.
With the mm-hmm. TraderView. That was fabulous with Greg, because in that, you can measure the length of time that you are in your winning trade. So if you had one strategy, let's say a strategy B, and strategy B you did a sort on and you pulled up all the strategy Bs and all the winning strategy Bs, and you took a look at what is the typical average or what's the average length of time in that trade, that's a great piece of information, because a trade setup will have a typical length of time. I have one trader that I know that literally his setup has to work within 1 minute, and he's got an egg timer. And as soon as he places that trade, he literally turns the egg timer on. And if it goes past the 1 minute, now this is a person who's trading 100 contracts and you know high volume trader, and so he literally turns the timer, and if it goes past the 1 minute, he starts to scale out if the trade is not working. He knows that trade, if his setup is perfect and he goes in on his criteria, he knows it that well and it's that fine-tuned. If it doesn't materialize or at least run in his favor where he calls it getting to break even as quickly as possible, he doesn't get to break even within that minute, he starts to close that trade. And it's amazing, because that timing is so critical, and he's got it so fine-tuned that he knows he can make that money in that time. You know, a lot of traders think they have to stay in a trade for a long length of time. You don't necessarily have to do that. You could always increase size and stay in for a shorter length of time if you know that you're going to make those ticks or those points.
Yeah, as long as you have a definable edge, that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely. That's what you're looking for, that definable edge. So that's real important. So, again, in that moment where things get a little bit dull and nothing happens, then you've got to kind of watch and really be on your toes in that moment mentally to watch what's happening and what's changing. Is it going to go in your favor or not? You're kind of like on a teeter-totter, and you're right in the middle, and you don't know which way it's going to go. And if it leans one way, you're going to take one action, but if it leans another way, you're going to take another action. But you may not like, again, the timing of it. So, you know, the goal is to minimize the loss if it's not moving the way you want to. If it is moving the way you want to, obviously, is to lock in your profits and get to break even really quick and lock in some profits as you go. So now the next scenario, and this is where getting married to a position really takes hold. The first thing that causes you mentally to hold on to a position, obviously, is your criteria, but that's what we want. So we're kind of in a little battle there. We need that. We need that to have a good trade, but it also locks in a very strong mental conviction of what we want to have happen. So we really want to be aware that our mind is in that place and in that mode, but we also want to keep it flexible to what the market's giving us.
Because we've already done all this work, and so we feel
right.
compelled to enter the trade when the planets line up.
Exactly, exactly. So you got all this reinforcement behind you, behind your mental thought process of what, you know, what's supposed to happen, and it's happening. So now we're in the trade, and let's say the trade starts going in our favor, and then all of a sudden it starts to reverse, and something has happened. Maybe it's news, maybe it's nothing, maybe, you know, who knows, we had a flash crash. It could be something that does affect it quickly, or something that doesn't really affect it quickly, but it's just not doing what we want and starts to move in a reverse direction. Well, this is where a trader can get really, really stuck or married to the position, because again, they had all the criteria set up and it moved in their favor initially. It started to go in their favor, so they have that inclination, okay, I made the right decision, it's the right thing. And right is a very powerful word in our minds, and it's a word that comes up on a regular basis when we have a trade, especially when our criteria is right and it moves in the right direction. So right is very powerful, and you'll find that your thinking is going in that way, thinking the word right. And so now it reverses, and it's going in the reverse direction, and now couple things happen. If the conviction is so strong with the trader in that moment, this is where they'll have a tendency to move their stop to try to give themselves maybe a little bit of room, because they think that, you know, their setup was right, it was moving in the right direction to begin with, and it can't possibly go low, but yet they move their stop. So that's the first sign that a trader got married to the position. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. So, in that moment, if you find that you move your stop because you're trying to give it room, on some occasions, I don't have a problem with that. But let me tell you, I want to put a little piece of criteria in here. If you're working on your setup and what's supposed to happen, and you have a particular stop in place, and you're not sure that that stop is in the correct place, and let's say you take that trade over and over and over again, what you need to do in that moment is really measure, stay with that trade even if you close it when your stop gets hit. Because I'll have a trader say, oh, my stops keep getting hit. And I say, well, then something's wrong either with your entry. Your entry needs to be a little bit better, or your stop is not wide enough if that works on a regular basis. So let's say I had, again, strategy B, and it kept hitting my stop, and I had a one-point stop. That's all I had, was a one-point stop. And I watched a trade after it closed, after the stop got hit. I watched each time, and of those seven trades that I got stopped out in, well, every single one of them worked. Because isn't that what we always hear? Oh, but if I had stayed a little bit longer, it would have worked. Let's say that trade every single time needed just a half a point more in there where their stop should be placed. If they had given it two more ticks
right.
each time, they would have been okay, and that trade would have been fine. So there are two things you can adjust. Either get better on the entry somehow, or move the stop so that you have enough room for that strategy to work, and each one's different. So that's where I say I don't have a problem with you moving the stop if you've analyzed. If you've analyzed, that's my criteria. If you've analyzed previous setups that just needed more room where your stops kept getting hit. Okay, does that make sense, Dwayne?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so now let's say we've got strategy B, we locked it in, we know it's a point and a half stop. What you want to do is stay to your conviction, Okay, stay to that conviction. If that's your stop and you know percentage-wise from what you've studied that that's the right place, then if it gets hit again, it gets hit again. And you can always test it still and mark down and keep watching the trade. If it goes past that stop again, how much did it go? And again, the two places you could fix are fixing that entry, making that somehow different, entering a little bit later or adjusting that, or making sure you stick to your rule of your stop, and that's just the way it is, and have it go that way. But the thing that you don't want to do is move the stop, move the stop, move the stop, move the stop, and then just go, oh, I can't go any lower. And then finally, of course,
At that point, you might as well not even have a stop.
Exactly, because it means nothing. Your stop meant absolutely nothing. Or do a mental stop. That's the same thing that's going to happen. You know, you say, no, I'll wait here. No, I'll wait here. No, no, no. You absolutely need to put in a hard stop. Absolutely, positively. This guy that trades 100 contracts absolutely has a stop in bar none. Why? Because 100 contracts is a lot of money. And if it goes past him, he can't afford it. He knows exactly what his risk management is and what he can lose on the trade. You need to get to that same position of knowing exactly how much you're going to possibly lose in that moment, and what you're willing to lose and what's okay to lose. For your risk management and for based on your bank account and based on your numbers. Okay, so let me go through, again, some of the steps here. And again, that'll be posted on the website. So in phase one, what happens is you get a strong mental, unwavering conviction of your strategy because all the setup is there. The reason for that is because you have lots of research. You know, you've done a lot of research, and it's fulfilling the setup criteria. So that's phase one. That's the reason why your mind is so strongly positioned to be right in this situation. As we take the trade move into phase two and the trade moves in our favor, that also will start us give us some more momentum to feel that we are right, and we could be. And we're positive on our money. That's going to make us feel even better. So everything seems to be going in the right direction. And then all of our criteria is still in play. Okay? So then we go into phase three, which is the trade might reverse on us. And this is where you want to be careful. If the trade reverses and goes in the wrong direction and you start getting negative money and you're losing at the trade and it starts to get closer to your stop, we're in the danger zone. Okay? We're in the place where you don't want to get hooked and get married to the position. But you want to be very aware. So some of the things you can do in that moment are you want to be aware of what's really happening. If all of your criteria is starting to shift and levels are being broken and certain indicators that you have are not working, then you have to make a different decision. You have to be flexible. You have to reassess the position's criteria. Determine if staying in is appropriate, or should you exit and then re-enter? Because a lot of times, you will have a trade that maybe all the criteria didn't get quite met, but then you got stopped out. But then now the criteria is absolutely perfect, and you should get in. So you want to keep an eye on what's happening as soon as you exit the trade. Don't leave the screen. When the trade's over, a lot of people just go, okay, done, I'm done. You know, I got to just wait for the next trade and take a deep breath. No, keep watching what's happening after the trade. That can give you lots of great information. Okay, you want to identify what caused the shift in the direction. You know, at the time that it moved, did something cause that? Exit if it's not working. Be really flexible. Determine the time you usually stay in that trade, the length of time that usually that strategy takes. It's a great piece of criteria that a lot of people don't take the time to go after, but has a very strong impact if you can really pinpoint it, and then stick to your plan. Once you determine what that plan is, stick to that plan. If your stop gets hit, it gets hit. It's okay. There's a reason for that. And keep watching the trade, keep watching what's happening so that you can glean some more information based on what the market is now doing and you can put that into your notes. So I really love that Trader View and Greg stuff. I think that is fabulous.
Yeah, that was really good.
Because number one, it's the entering the stuff, that, all those things that they figured out to get that data from the different systems is fabulous. So there's no more right. I mean, it's just, I'm so excited to see that. I can't tell you. I know of another person that's working on a trader's journal, and it's nothing like that. I think that is just, that is the best of the best of the best. So I encourage that only because it will save you a ton of time. And it looks like the fees are fairly reasonable. You know,
I think so. Plus, you get a seven-day free trial to check it out.
Plus, you get the seven-day free trial, which I think is fabulous. But these little tiny pieces that usually take a lot of time to find out can come from that software very quickly, and you can start adjusting your system very quickly. Again, I think it is just fabulous. So, any questions? Let's put it out for questions. Dwayne, any questions?
Okay, guys, if you have any questions, go ahead and put them into the box.
Put them into the box.
Type them in.
Any type questions? Them in. And if there are any other topics that you would like to hear, feel free to email me at robindane.com. rdcoach22@yahoo.com. Feel free to visit the website. We are going to have some huge changes to the website within the next 60 days. We're working on them now, and a lot of things are going to change. So definitely take advantage of what's there now. There's a lot of free stuff there. In the middle of the page down in the center, there's a bunch of presentations you can go through. You can take the emotional trading test. That's up in the right-hand corner. But everything's going to start to change on the website. So please, 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 take advantage of it now because, again, I don't know if it's going away or staying, and we're going through page by page. And we're going to have some more webinars. We're going to have some more CDs, a lot more tools that you can pick up, and we're going to try to make those things reasonable on various topics for your trading. So any questions, or are we good for
the
day?
I think we're good. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Well, terrific. I hope people are listening.
They are. We've got people
good.
There.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I wish everybody a wonderful weekend. I will see you on Monday. Please be safe out there and do something for somebody that least expects it. In the meantime, a great trading, and thank you for having me, Dwayne.
Robin, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll
you
see
too.
You Monday.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.